Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He is yours, Pittsburgh. That was Joe Block from over a year ago already. The second start for Paul Skeens in his major league career. And that seemed to be the moment, Dom, where we knew in Pittsburgh that we had something special. The Pirates had something special in Paul Skeens. He makes another start against the Cubs today, 2:20 first pitch at Wrigley Field. So just 2 hours from now, Paul Skeens will get the ball against the Cubs. And Skeens has just been a menace for the last month or so of this season, which, funny enough, there were alarm bells all over the place after the Paul Skeens start, either on May, I guess it would have been May 1st, that one against the Cubs, where he gave up 3 runs over 5, he walked 4 and only struck out 2. And I'm glad that I wasn't one of the people on this station. I know Crowley did a little bit, Pony, as he's prone to do, did it a little bit, that were panicking about Paul Skeens. And since then, he has done nothing but be the best pitcher in all of baseball. It is still staggering to me that the team is just 6-8 when Paul Skeens starts. He himself is 4-6, but I think he is working his way to become the first starting pitcher with a losing record that wins the Cy Young, because it has happened before where a guy that has a losing record wins the Cy Young, but it was Eric Gagne who did it back in the early 2000s as a closer. But Skeens, right now, he ranks number 5 in terms of ERA in baseball, but a lot of the names ahead of him are from the American League. The only one on the National League side is Kodai Senga from the Mets with a 1.47 earned run average. Max Fried is ahead of him. Hunter Brown from the Houston Astros. Nate Eovaldi ahead of him as well. What a little career that Eovaldi has turned in as well. He was early on, I feel, like a 4th or 5th starter. He's become a top-of-the-line, almost ace, I would say, with the Red Sox, and then now with the Texas Rangers, and he is a great playoff pitcher. He's had some great performances in the postseason. But Skeens goes today in Chicago, a 2:20 first pitch for that one. You can hear that game on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA. But even on a team that is 28-42, playing better baseball under Don Kelly, you just can't avoid how good this guy has been. His last 7 starts, His ERA is 1.12. He has struck out 51 players. He has walked just 12. And here's the crazy part, which is why wins and losses should really not be an indication for how good a pitcher is. He's 1-3. Paul Skeens has a personal record of 1-3 in his last 7 games, and his ERA is barely above 1. That is a crime. An absolute crime. Against the Cubs, he has already started 5 times against them, more than any other team he has faced in baseball. His first 2 starts, in fact, came against the Cubs. His debut on May 11th of last year, where he only went 4 innings and he allowed 6 hits, 3 runs. That was the only other time in his career, or one of the only times in his career, he's allowed 6 hits in a game. He's never allowed more. And the last month and a half of Skeens has just been utter dominance. I think he is bound to yet again start in the All-Star game, because we saw even last year, yeah, maybe he doesn't have the best numbers at every single statistical category. When it comes to Major League Baseball wanting to circle around one player in regards to their All-Star game, the smart thing was done last year when Torrey Lovello had Paul Skeens begin that game. Because you got to think in terms of the grand scheme for baseball at large, what's going to get more eyeballs on it? A phenom rookie that is already becoming one of the biggest names in your sport that can throw in the triple digits? You want to see him start an All-Star game, or do you want some crafty lefty like Ranger Suarez starting the All-Star game? That was the debate that there was last season, and Paul Skeens fortunately won that out as the man who got to start that All-Star game for the National League, and I think he's going to do it again. I think he is bound to, for the second year in a row, be the National League starter in the Major League Baseball All-Star game. 412-928-9370 to join in on the conversation. The Fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. A couple of minutes away from a check-in with Jeff Hathorn. Something else, too, about the Pirates playing out in Wrigley. Just something different about a Friday afternoon game in Chicago. Wrigley Field, one of the many Major League ballparks, Dom, I have not been to. I've only been to 4, and that includes PNC Park. I've only been to 3 outside ballparks. So that is something I'll need to do one of these summers, maybe going a little tour. Wrigley, very high on that list. I've been to Fenway. I've been to Camden Yards. I've been to Progressive Field in Cleveland. But it just seems like a Friday afternoon at Wrigley hits a little bit different.
So Fenway you got, good. Camden Yards, okay, good. Yeah, you need to make your way to Wrigley. I would say Yankee Stadium, I think, needs to make your list. Dodger Stadium, although I don't know if you're going out to California anytime soon. But yeah, Wrigley, I think. I've never been to Chicago, let alone Wrigley.
I haven't either.
I want to hit both at some point. I love Wrigley Field. It just has a very nice, cozy, intimate feel.
The friendly confines, they say, Dom.
Right. They got that ivy there in the back wall. I love it.
I also think, too, back when I was a kid, you probably didn't get to experience this as much as I did. Just given that I'm not a decade or more older than you, but I'm at least, you're about to be 22, I'm 29, so I mean it's close enough to a decade. But the Cubs were actually on TV a good bit because my parents just had your Comcast cable package, and WGN was where they aired a lot of Cubs games. You'd get a lot of Cubs and a lot of White Sox. So me as a kid in the summer, in, say, middle school, I'm watching the Cubs pretty much every Friday at like 2:20. Like, oh, baseball's on. I'm going to watch that. And that's what I did.
They also have that weird 2:20 start time, which, you know, is not very common. So I think you also have that, which makes it even more special.
Yeah, and then you'll get like a whole run of afternoon games there. Like, I think all three. Now, last night was an 8:05 game, but I think today, tomorrow, and Sunday, it's all 2:20. So you get all of those. But, I mean, I watched a lot of, I guess, mediocre Cubs teams growing up because there weren't a ton of good ones. I mean, the Cubs, obviously, they had that 100-plus year drought of winning a World Series. But, you know, I'm watching former Buccos like Aramis Ramirez, Derek Lee, out there in the mid-2000s. But yeah, there is a little bucket list item there. Like, I want to get out to a Friday game at Wrigley Field. I think that would be, you know, that's like one of the crown jewels of baseball, I feel. Plus, I've just heard great things about the area surrounding the ballpark, which is cool too. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 15 years. Hit it, Dom. Another check-in with Jeff Hathorn.
This Oakmont update is brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions, Brookline.com, and Aircraft Management Group.
And Jeff, live from Oakmont, the U.S. Open. Handful of guys trying to finish up their second rounds of play, and we have two that have made some really big runs here, Jeff, at J.J. Spahn, who sits at the top and tees off in just over 20 minutes.
Yeah, Spahn has he's been on the range working. You can only imagine what's going through his mind. But yeah, Sam Burns, what a round he's had. Started on the back nine, a 31 on the back, and he's got two more holes to play. And at 3 under par, just a shot back. And Victor Hovland was saying with the morning show, if Victor Hovland could putt, if he could putt, he's striking it as well as anybody. Well, he buried a putt off the fringe on his first hole, number 10, and has putted well for the most part the rest of the day. He is 2 under par, just a couple of shots back. He got it to three different times, only to bogey, but he is the way he's hitting it as well as anybody. He's hitting it like you're used to seeing Scheffler hit it, but he's also putting, which, you know, Scheffler's not put it all together today.
Yeah, Scheffler, speaking of him, he's still, what, 4 over, Jeff, based on what I'm looking at?
Yeah, which is probably safe. As these guys come out on the course, we're going to see more guys drop beyond plus four. Plus four is probably pretty safe right now to make the cut, although, I mean, who would have thought that you'd be worried about that in the start of the tournament, of whether or not he made the cut. It was more or less, could the field even catch him?
That head greenskeeper might lose his job seeing what Sam Burns is doing in this second round.
Yeah, you're right. We were half joking about that yesterday after the first round, after somebody had a bogey-free round, that there was going to be a mob out to get the greenskeeper from the members here at Oakmont Country Club. But it has been an impressive round. He's been playing some good golf. He was in contention at the Memorial. This is not really coming out of nowhere. He's played very well. And, you know, he was at 2 over. He got it to minus two, had a bogey on one. So you're thinking, okay, is he gonna struggle on the front nine because he started on the back? But he has picked it up, taken advantage of opportunities. And the guy who's just been so up and down today is Koepka. I mean, he got it twice to 3 under and now is kind of fighting it at even par with two holes to play.
But you said last hour, sort of, if you can keep yourself at like 2 over through these first two rounds, you at least feel like you have a fighting chance going into the weekend.
Yeah, even, I mean, if Burns comes in at 3, let's say he pars out on 8 and 9, which is not a gimme, but let's say that happens, you're at 1 or 2 or even 3, you're going to be in the top 20, at worst probably 30. You're going to have a later tee time. Yeah, you're probably feeling pretty good about yourself. because you wouldn't have as many bodies that you would have to jump. See, that's the problem with Scheffler. You could say, okay, he could throw down a low round, but there's so many people between him and where the lead is. That's why if it gets down to where, let's say, Burns finishes a minus two and Spahn falls back and that's it, and Scheffler's at plus four, you like it. You like where he's at. It's just how many people are between him and the leader.
All right, Jeff, we'll check back in with you one more time next hour. Have fun out there.
Thanks, Donnie.
Hit it, Dom.
This Oakmont update was brought to you by True Green, White Claw, and Jim Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek.
Coming up, a Bechtold breakdown. We check in with our buddy City Limits, who is also live at Oakmont. That is coming up in just a few minutes. Bob Walk and Josh Rountree join the show next hour. Fan Twitter, you can follow us there. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You hear that music? It is a Bechtold breakdown, which is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating. Our pal Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating. Now, you might be wondering, why are you guys doing this? Because I am in for Joe and Pomp. Dom DiTommaso is in for Austin Bechtold. But our pal City Limits, he insisted we still do a Bechtold breakdown today. And we have our pal Austin on the line right now, from my understanding. Live from Oakmont.
You knew I could have missed out on an opportunity, Donnie, to be able to talk to you on a glorious Friday.
Of course, Austin. I mean, and we're going to let you run the breakdown here because that's what you do. So you're gonna kick us off here, pal. It could be something about where you're at right now or something completely different out there in the sports realm. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, we'll touch on a couple of different things, Donnie. But first and foremost, I'm sure you and Dom are following along with what's going on here at Oakmont today. Scottie Scheffler. I've been following him around a little bit. I saw him on four. I saw him on five. He made a couple of good chips on five to save par. But he is currently, last time I checked, four over and potentially in jeopardy of missing the cut. What do you guys think about the possibility of that? The world's number one. I saw Dom's tweet earlier, potentially not even making it.
Yeah, we had, I think it was last hour when Jeff said Scotty didn't seem safe. Now, last check with Jeff about 15 minutes ago, he thinks Scotty will be safe, but barely. But, I mean, to see the most dominant player in the world in golf right now, who was an overwhelming favorite to win this thing, play the way he has, is staggering. Because what everybody said about Scheffler coming in was, well, he doesn't make mistakes. He'll be good because he'll hit the fairways and he'll be going on his way. You know, will he play a perfect game? Probably not, but he's unflappable. Well, it seems like every part of that course is frustrating him.
Yeah, there's been some flaps, Donnie. And, I mean, the greens are pretty quick. I mean, that could change depending on what happens with the weather, whether that's overnight, whether that's tomorrow in the morning. It's starting to look like, at the last check for me, that things are going to start to look a little bit drier once you get into about noon, 1, 2 o'clock tomorrow. Also bodes well for Baldwin Wiffle Ball to get our rescheduled Wiffle Ball games in, throw that out there. So hopefully that'll happen tomorrow. But I'm curious, who is your...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pick right now on who is the guy that like you did not expect to do well, your underrated pick? Who's your, you know what, I'm going to put my money on that guy and nobody else sees it coming pick?
So we did our PM team U.S. Open draft the other day, and I had the first pick, which also means I had the final pick. I had Mr. Irrelevant. Yep. Obviously, I took Scheffler first because the way he's playing, it would be irresponsible to not take that guy 1-1. But the guy that I took with the final pick of the draft, who is the only guy right now that is under par, he will tee off in about a half hour, and I'll use him for my answer here. Ben Griffin, he's one under par, and I don't know if he can pick up a couple of strokes today or really just, I think, stay within like that one under or two over area. Like, stay in the hunt, and he'll be all right, because the way that Jeff was talking earlier, he thinks it would be like a miracle if J.J. Spahn was as hot today as he was yesterday. Thriston Lawrence, who's basically a nobody, same deal for him. Now, Sam Burns and Hovland have had great days, especially Burns, but I'll go with Ben Griffin just because he was somebody who I did put a few bucks on, and I picked him in our draft, so that's my answer.
I'm excited to see Bryson DeChambeau. He tees off at 114 on the 10th hole. I'm basically going to be following him a little bit, Donnie, and he was my pick. He's currently three over. Curious to see how he does on what is an overcast day, but a beautiful day. Sun's been shining out at Oakmont, and it's not been as bright as T.J. McConnell with the Indiana Pacers right now, Donnie. How about that? Up 2-1. McConnell, 10 points, 5 assists off the bench. Do you think that T.J. McConnell is the most underrated player on the Indiana Pacers?
Oof. I mean, I would say this with some confidence, only knowing like one or two Pacers fans. Like, I know Joey Molinaro is a Pacers fan. There's no question in my mind that the fan favorite with the Pacers is T.J. McConnell. I mean, he's like the ultimate glue guy, and he's able to do it at the NBA level. It's not just...
Did you see Pascal Siakam meeting T.J. McConnell's grandfather the other day? That was pretty cool.
No, I did not see that. I saw the Tim McConnell FaceTime, though.
There was a really cool video of T.J.'s grandfather, like, closer to the locker room, and Pascal Siakam just going up to him and basically giving him a hug, and McConnell's grandfather shouting out to him. I think he mispronounced Siakam's name, but it was a pretty cool moment.
I'm guessing, though, that people in Indiana love T.J. McConnell. I mean, he's a guy, he's really that type of player that you love him if he's on your team. You probably hate him if he's not on your team. Like, I bet Thunder fans are tired of him.
Like, he's not Lance Stephenson that Indiana was, but he's still somebody who is just an all-effort guy and just gives it everything he has, and representing Western Pennsylvania very well. Another thing that I saw, Donnie, this week that really caught my eye: challenges are coming to college basketball, and the possibility of quarters in college basketball instead of two halves. Now, this is something where in the high school ranks, they changed the foul system where, remember, it used to be 7 fouls, 1-1, then you guys have the double bonus at 10, and now they just change it at 5 per quarter. They've been changing consistent rules pretty frequently now in basketball. Would you be in favor? Well, they're doing the challenge system, but are you in favor of college basketball going from halves to quarters? I kind of like the halves.
See, I do think it's a little bit silly that it is still just two halves, because these guys don't play that way in any other level of basketball, including the pros. In the NBA, you're playing 4-12s. Growing up, high school, it's 4-8s. Maybe 4-10s, I don't know, depending on the state. But you're so used to playing 4 quarters of basketball. I was just so accustomed to the 2-half system that college basketball was my whole life. But then, if you recall, not quite 10 years ago. I was still in college when the change was made in women's college basketball that they went from the two halves to four quarters. And I thought, and this feels kind of silly, but then I thought to myself, no, this actually makes sense because this is the level or this is the timing that you will play basketball with your whole life. I don't know why it's different in college basketball. So I'm actually in favor of it if they went to like four 10-minute quarters.
Now that I think of it, you play quarters in high school, you play halves in college, and you play quarters in the NBA. How does that make much sense?
Right. I mean,
when you're shot clock in high school basketball in every single state.
Yeah, that's got to be something that changes too. But yeah, like it's the only the two halves in college basketball. That's the only level of hoops that you are playing that way.
All right, Donnie, two more I'm going to throw to you for the breakdown before I let you go. What do you make of the T.J. Watt situation? He's not there. It seems like it's worse than it was previously when he held in at mandatory minicamp in 21 when he was looking for a new contract. I don't think they're going to trade him, but I do think that there's a possibility that this can get a little bit ugly to you.
I think it's going to come down to, or at least it can come down to that final weekend like it did the last time. And I know he did his hold-in in 2021 and then on the eve of that first game against Buffalo, the story is that he like stormed into Art Rooney's office and demanded the contract and the pen, and then he signed it. I don't know if it's quite to that heroic level this time, but I do think this is going to be, now that Aaron Rodgers is here and the dust is settled, beyond anything that happens with him, the T.J. Watt situation will be the A1 storyline of their training camp, because I do think it'll be something that drags through the rest of the summer and probably comes down to, you know, a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of days before that first game. It will get done, though, because the Steelers will play hardball and they'll play tough with T.J. Watt for as long as possible, and then they'll give in to whatever he wants.
Question for Dom. Dom, you have dubbed Mike Tomlin as the best coach in the NFL at one point. Do you believe Mike Tomlin when he said that there's no concern here with what's going on with Watt?
If Mike Tomlin says it, I believe it. Yeah, I mean,
so Mike Tomlin is the gospel, Dom. No matter what he says, you will believe it.
He is the gospel. Listen, I tend to agree. I don't really think there's much cause for concern right now. If numbers come out that he wants $45 million and this thing drags on into July, I think the conversation will change. But right now, I think there's no real reason to panic. And if Mike Tomlin says don't panic, then you know what? I'm not going to panic.
I think it's eventually going to get done. They should not pay him $40 million. They shouldn't just give him that number because he wants to match Garrett just because the Browns made an awful business decision. Like, don't cave to the stupidity of others. Like, T.J. Watt's a really good player. I'm comfortable with 35, 36. He had 32 on his previous deal. That number makes more sense to me. But even if it's like a front-loaded contract and you give him – if you do give him 40 and it's just for the first year, second year, and then it's maybe 35, 32 later on down the road and you basically incentivize it or give him a big signing bonus, I would be more in favor of that than something that's going to cost you $40 million further on down the road when he might not be nearly the same type of player, Donnie.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty clear that he will not take like a penny less than what Myles Garrett took. I don't think it necessarily even had to do with like other guys getting deals. I think Garrett was the big one because we know that there is a personal feud there between Watt and Garrett, and it is just a continuation of an ongoing pissing match there. And he's going to say, it could be $40 million and 1 cent, but I will not take a penny less than the guy in Cleveland.
Yeah, but I thought Bob made a good point yesterday saying, like, let's say that does in fact happen with Watt. You don't think that Micah Parsons, like a month later, is going to sign a deal that's, all right, here is $41 million or $40.5 million right here.
Oh, he will. Yeah,
it's going to happen.
He will.
T.J. Watt will have that title for like 2 months.
Yeah, I do think he's more worried about Garrett than anybody else, though. So, I mean, they do have to do it. You bring up that point, which is a good one. They should try to do it soon because if Parsons signs a new one, then who's to say Watt doesn't say, well, hey, I want more than him, too.
All right, Donnie. What do you think of Paul Skeens' day today in Chicago at Wrigley, his first start in Chicago that he made early in his career last year, six no-hit innings. pretty incredible. I don't know if we're going to see a no-hitter today, but the question is, can Paul Skenes win the Cy Young Award with a losing record? Because if they don't start stacking some wins for him, and he's pitched so phenomenally, that might be something where voters vote against him in favor of maybe Senga from the Mets or somebody else that gets hot late in the year.
Yeah, I do think that Skenes has a chance to be the first guy to do it. 4-6 right now. The ERA is 1.88, and it's never been done by a starting pitcher. But I think Skenes is the guy to break that mold. I mean, now, if it's like overwhelmingly a bad record, not that it should matter either way, because I think wins and losses become more and more irrelevant in baseball as the years go on. But I said a few weeks ago, I put it on Twitter, he's going to end up finishing like 7-16, but the ERA is going to be like barely above 2. If he's the guy who is overwhelmingly the best pitcher who just has bad luck because he has a bad team, that's who should win the award for me.
Right.
And I think Skenes like will do it. Yeah, I mean, we saw DeGrom and Felix Hernandez do it with records that were just over 500. I think Skenes can be the first guy to do it under 500 because I think he's going to dominate again today. I think we're in for like another 7 innings of 2 or 3 hits and 0 or 1 run. I think he's going to pitch lights out again.
Pony texted me about 20, 25 minutes ago saying, where are you at? Do you think that I will see Pony here today before he ultimately has to go to Oakmont and do the broadcast?
Oh, you better find him soon because he's going to have to start that voyage here in a little bit.
Well, here's the thing. He has not texted me back. I told him where I was, and he has not responded. Is Tony ghosting me?
Oh, he's gone into darkness. Yeah, that happens. That happens sometimes.
The darkness retreat.
Thank you, Limits.
Wait. Hold on. Austin, before you go.
Yep.
Hey, listen, I had no problem stepping in for you today. I was glad to do it, but
appreciate you, Dom.
Since you're at Oakmont, I think it's only fair that I think you should go to Oakmont Bakery and get me something. Now, it's dealer's choice. I'm not going to tell you what to get me, but I think you should get me something from the bakery and present it to me next week.
Oh, dealer's choice, but yeah, he's going to text me after this exactly what he wants, I'm sure.
No. It's up to you. But yeah, next Monday, I'm almost expecting it, to be honest.
You want me to drive all the way out there on Monday and pick it up, or you want me to pick it up on Sunday and then take it to you?
I think Sunday and then giving it to me Monday makes the most sense.
Thank you, fellas.
Thank you, Limits. 50-minute mark on the Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Nice little request there, Dom. Hopefully he comes through on that.
I'm not holding my breath. I'm not holding my breath.
He will try to find, I mean, there really isn't anything bad at that place. He will probably try to find the thing that you hate the most and that you'll complain about the most, and it'll be...
If anything is covered in almonds or peanuts, I will not eat it. I'll make that very clear.
All right, you heard that, Austin, so get something in almonds or peanuts. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. A little bit more cloudy today, but the sun is poking through, high of 82. Bob Walk joins the show next. Josh Rountree at 1:30 on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.